This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So tonight's Daf HaShavua is Masech Lamed Katan, Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom line. Amar Abaye, Niktinan, we have the following tradition. Hilchos Moed Kehilchos Shabbos. The laws of Cholamoid are similar to laws of Shabbos in the following sense. Yesh Mehen Pater Aval Asr, Yesh Mehen Motel Chachila. The same way on Shabbos, there are basically three categories of Malacha. One category is if you violate it, you chayv skila. That will not exist by Cholamoid. But the following two categories exist, and that is on Shabbos, certain Malachos are in Isser Drabanan. That means if you violate it, you're not chayv skila, but it's Asr, Midrabanan, to do it. And that category applies by Cholamoid. In some categories on Shabbos, you would think it's us, but it's Taka Mutter. Both of these categories apply on Cholamoid as well. Says Rashi, Yesh Mehem Pato Ava Aser, V'hadik Tani Ein Zoiftin Aser, L'mevad L'charchila. That which it says you cannot tar, which we had previously, you're not allowed to do that in the first instance, Ava B'diyevad, but post facto, lo have a chayiv. You're not going to be chayv midaraisa. And sometimes it says zoiftin, which means you're allowed to do it even l'charchila. Okay, so there are two categories of malacha by Shabbos that they both exist by Cholamoid. Fine. Ravuna chatztu le chatzta b'mayada. Ravuna, they reaped his harvest on Cholamoid. That means he had Gentile workers who did malacha for him, and they reaped his harvest on Cholamoid. Rashi says, lemechzad liktar, to harvest. Now you'll say, okay, what's the big deal? Maybe Rav Huna had nothing to eat. No, says Rashi. Yesh lo ma yoichal hava. He had what to eat. And now the question is going to be, why was he allowed to do that? Fine, but that's statement of fact. Rav Huna, they reaped his harvest on Cholamoid. Now the scenario is, certain grain is not ready earlier. So if it's not ready earlier, they couldn't have done it earlier. Also, if you leave it attached to the ground too long, it could get ruined. So they had to do it then. Esve Rabba bar Rav Huna Rav Huna, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, asked Rav Huna, Toichenin kemach, we asked in the following braisa, Toichenin kemach b'moyid l'tzar chamoyid. You're allowed to grind wheat on chalamoyid for the purpose of the moyid. V'shaloy l'tzar chamoyid asar, but not for the purpose of the moyid, you're not allowed to. So from here we see you're not allowed to do malacha if it's not for the purpose of chalamoyid. What about davar avad? Davar sha'avad b'mayid, something that would get ruined, mutar l'asas b'mayid, you're allowed to do it on chalamoyid. Davar she'enoy avad b'mayid, but if it would not get ruined on chalamoyid, asr, that's prohibited. Ba'med dvarim amurim. When do we allow you to do malacha b'davar ha'avad? Betlushin, if it's detached from the ground, betlushin min hakarka, avo mechuba lekarka. But if it's attached to the ground, afilu kulay avod aser, even if it would get ruined, you're not allowed to do the malacha. So what we said earlier is not correct. When we say they reaped his harvest, it means his Jewish workers. And presumably, it was a davar avod. But now we're learning that something that's mechuba lekarka, even if it would be lost, you're not allowed to do the malacha. What about if you don't have what to eat?
Know that it was Jewish workers today?
We don't, but we don't have to say it's non-Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Avo mechuba lekarka, but if it's attached to the ground, afilu kulay avod, even if it would be completely ruined, aser. What if you don't have what to eat? V'mein loy ma'yoichal, if you don't have what to eat, koitzer, you could reap, uma'amer, you could gather, v'dosh, you could thresh, v'zoira, you could winnow, ubar, you could select, v'tochen, you could grind, uvavad shal yidosh beparos, as long as you don't use oxen to thresh. We'll have to see why. But the bottom line is, something that's attached to the ground, if it's a davar avad, you cannot do it on chalamoid. You cannot do malacha b'davar avad on chalamoid. So it's a kasha. How could Rav Huna how could they reap his harvest on chalamoid? But even if you want to say it was a davar avad, it would have gotten ruined. But we see that a davar avad, if it's attached to the ground, you can't do it on chalamoid.
The whole daf is talking about sustaining a field. It's all mechubel time.
First of all, why would anybody remember Daf Beis now, right? Especially on a tainus. But you're right. Daf Beis says that an irrigated field, you're allowed to water it. So it means you're allowed to do malacha. But what are we going to do? But we just quoted a braisa that you're not. So you're right. The Gemara answers, Amar le yichidahi. This braisa is a individual opinion that v'lo sviru lan kavase. We don't hold that way. We hold you're allowed to do malacha b'mechubel karka. How do we know that? Daf Beis, the first line of the first Mishnah, Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moyed. So we hold you're allowed to do Malacha B'Mechavil Karka if it's a Davar HaAvid. And this Braisa is an individual view. V'loy Sfiril and Kvas, we don't hold it like it. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Now we're going to try to identify. Oh, it's an individual view. Who holds this way that by Davar HaAvid you're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Klal Amar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Mishum Rab Yosi. Here's a rule that Rab Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Rab Yosi. Davar hatolosh min akarka, something that is detached from the ground. Afilu miktsas avod mutar. Even if it would get lost and ruined a little bit, it's permitted. V'hamachuber lekarka, if it's attached to the ground, afilu kuloy avod aser. Even if it's entirely would be lost, it's aser. So the bottom line is, we've identified this singular view that something which is mechuber lekarka, you're now to do malacha b'davar avod. So basically, Rav Huna was good. He was allowed to reap his harvest on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do malacha b'davar avod b'mechuber lekarka. You are allowed to. That's the shita of the first Mishnah. We have a braisa that says you're not allowed to. That's an individual view. Whose view is that? That's the view of Rabbi Yossi. Now the truth is, how could that be the view of Rabbi Yossi? We just learned in two Mishnayos that Rabbi Yossi holds that by davar avod, you're allowed to do malacha straight out. You don't even need to do a shinoi. And here we're saying Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not even allowed to do it. The answer is, right, Rabbi Yossi is typically more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need to do a shino, Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to do a shino. And here, Rabbi Yossi holds, you can't even do it. You know why? Because by mechubel karka, Rabbi Yossi is machmir. In other words, when it comes to metaltalin, Rabbi Yossi is makel, and Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't even have to use a shinoi. But when if it's mechubel karka, you cannot even do it with a shinoi. So now the Gemara has the following question. The Rabbi Yossi, and if the Tana of the Braisa, who holds that you cannot do Malacha B'Mechubel Karka on Chol HaMoed is Rabbi Yossi. Wait a second. Yidosh Nami B'Parais. Then why would he say that if you don't have what to eat, you could do anything as long as you don't winnow, as long as you don't thresh with a cow, you should be allowed to thresh with a cow? Because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, when you're allowed to do malacha, you're even allowed to do without a shinoi. So Sfasemis asks, what kind of kasha is that? Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to do without a shinoi. That's by metaltalin. When you're allowed, but who says b'mechubel karka? He would say you're allowed to do without a shinoi. Okay, but that's a good kasha. V'Rabbi Yossi yidosh nami b'parais. The Gemara is asking if it's Rabbi Yossi, you should be able to thresh with cows. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, we said earlier on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Man Tana Shinoi B'Moyed B'Davar Avad. Who holds that you have to do a malacha with a shinoi on Chol HaMoed when even when there's a loss? It's like Rabbi Yossi. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, no. The reason why we don't allow you to use a cow is not because not using a cow is a shinoi, because the truth is, people never use a cow to thresh. Amar lach hachanami. Ein hachanami. It is granted. Kivan de chol yoyma lav v'parais daishi. Since typically on every day, you don't thresh with a cow. So therefore, the reason we say not to use a cow is not because it's a shinoi not to use a cow, because you never use a cow. But we don't let you use a cow because since typically you don't use it, if you're going to use it, it's going to create a commotion. And you're now to do a malacha on Chol HaMoed by drawing attention to the malacha. It's called Av Shemil. So you're now to do malacha on Chol HaMoed if it's going to draw attention to you. Ha'idna nami lav shinoyu. So now also, if you don't use it, it won't be a shinoy. So then why taka can't you use it? Now the Gemara is saying it in a very, you have to understand how the terminology here. Since every day you don't use cows, so now if you're not going to use a cow, it's not going to be a shinoi. So why you're not allowed to use it? So that we need Rashi. Rashi says that really it's Rabbi Yossi. V'hada asar b'parais. The reason you're not allowed to use cows, mishum da'av shamil sahi. You're not allowed to create a commotion on Shabbos. There's a halacha on Yom Tif, on Chol HaMoed, Shabbos. There are certain things that are be'etzem permitted, but if they make a commotion, you're not allowed to do it. For instance, let's say you have an alarm clock. Are you allowed to use an alarm clock on Shabbos? I know a lot of people are very makbid on that. That's why it's not their fault. They don't use an alarm clock. But really, are you allowed to use an alarm clock on Shabbos? You're allowed to have the alarm clock go off. So if Moshe has a tshuva on this, because there's Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says that you can't let the windmills go on Shabbos. Why not? Why not? I'm not doing it. The river is moving it. Av shemilsa. It's a commotion. It's a commotion. You know how to have something that makes a commotion. So Rav Moshe says like this. An alarm clock is a commotion. So Rav Moshe has the following gather. If you could hear the alarm clock out of your room, you're not to use it. If you could, if you could hear it, but out, when the door is closed, outside the room, you can't hear it. It's, that's one of the reasons, you know, people say, why can't I leave my, I don't know, they have this device, it's called a transistor radio that some people use, right? Why can't I leave it on Shabbos? What's wrong? I'm not doing any malach. It's av shemilsa. It makes a commotion. Or, you know, sometimes you see... What? That's what.
Air conditioning. Air conditioning makes a lot of noise.
If you put only in one room, then you'd be allowed to do that?
You mean if it's quiet? That would be better. Then you have to deal with the Ovdin Dechol issue. Maybe it's not Shabbos Dick, but the more serious issue.
What about air conditioning unit?
An air conditioner.
Makes it pretty. It's not
Let's hope it's good, right?
The difference is that the
air conditioner, which you can
hear
from different rooms.
The central,
you,
the whole house shakes.
The central is fine, right? Okay, also
not
that.
The central,
yeah.
Central,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
like
a radio and alarm clock,
it's already part of the culture.
To
make
noise.
Thinking about it. Okay, very good. Maybe.
Okay. You're allowed to grind on chalamoid for chalamoid and the latter days. But for the week after, also you're not a grind. If you ground and you had leftover harizamotar, it's permitted. You're allowed to chop wood on chalamayid for the mayid. If you're chopping wood to have wood for after chalamayid, also it's asar. If you cut and you had leftover harizamotar, it's mutter. Matilin Sheikhar, you're allowed to brew beer on Chalamayid. Letzar Chamayid. For Yomtev, Ishalay Letzar Chamayid, but for after Yomtev Aser. Vim Hittel Vahoyser, if you brewed and you had leftover, Hareza Mutter. So you say, I have a great trick. I'll make a scam. I'll say, whoa, boy, do I need beer today. I'll make 50 gallons. Oh, you know what? I'm not really in the mood. You can't pull a scam. You can't be deceitful. So here we say, you're allowed to do sir malachis, provide that it's needed. You don't have to be precise. If you have leftover, it's okay. But you can't intentionally do more or intentionally make believe that you need it.
Could we say the same thing by a case with a fish? When they let the fish go, to like, person thinks, you know, I'm not really not going to have 70 fish, but maybe I can sell it later, or...
No, so we said you're allowed to take it to eat, and whatever is extra you're allowed to keep, but you can't be deceitful. You can't take, you know, endlessly. Okay, so Gemara asks, but it's not true. We know there's another source that you are allowed to be deceitful. Or Aminu, Matilin Sheikha Ramayid Litzar Chamayid, you're allowed to brew beer on Chalamayid for Yamtif, or for Chalamayid, Bishalayid Litzar Chamayid Aser, but not for Chalamayid, it's Aser. Echad Sheikha Tamar, whether it's date beer. There's nothing like date beer, by the way. Ve'echad sheikhar sa'irim, or barley beer. Ve'afa pishiyesh lo yoshan. Let's say I have old beer. Marim. I could say, you know what? I'm in the mood of the new beer. Now, the truth is, you're not in the mood of the new beer. You're perfectly fine with old date beer. Old date beer is just as good. But you want to pull a shtick. You want to be, you have nothing better to do on Chalamayid. What are you supposed to do on Chalamayid? Take the kids somewhere? So you figure you might as well use the day, right, to brew beer. So... But you don't need it. Yeah, I need it. I need new beer. You don't need it. But you know you don't need new beer, but you could pull the scheme and say, I need new beer. Yesh marim v'shoysim in achadash. So we see that you'll have to pull a scheme on Chalamayid and pull these shenanigans and make believe that you really need it, even though you don't. But we said earlier, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, machalikas tanam, tanoyi. So machalikas tanam, the tanya, ein marimim bekach. One Tana holds you can't be deceitful. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Amar Marimin. New Gemara, new story. Rav chatzdu le chatzda b'chol demayada. Rav, they reaped for him his harvest on Chalamayid. Shama Shmuel ikbid. Shmuel heard. Shmuel got upset. How are you allowed to do this? Mechub l'karka. You're not allowed to do malach mechub l'karka. Ayit zedavar ha'avod. So Gemara says, what? Lema Shmuel ki chidos v'rilei. Shall we say Shmuel holds like that individual view, namely Rabbi Yossi, that you're not to do malacha lechomer lekarka if it's a davar avod. So the Gemara says, no, loy chadsta dechiti hava. It was a reaping of wheat, and wheat is not a davar avod. I have a pasuk. Only barley gets ruined. Wheat doesn't get ruined. So the question is, why did Rav do it? V'rav my time avodachi. So why did Rav do it? And says, ein loy ma yoichal hava. Rav didn't have what to eat. So why didn't Shmuel know that? So why was Shmuel makbid? Shmuel leisima kame. They didn't finish the story in front of him. They told him about, they reported that Rav harvested his harvest, but they didn't report that he didn't have what to eat. So the Rishonim asked, so why wasn't he danim lekav zchus? So
it was also, we're talking about wheat.
Were we?
Yeah,
no, we don't know. It was barley. So barley is a davar avod. But now it's wheat. Wheat is not a davar avod. So the Rishonim say that even though he had nothing to eat, he could have bought it in the store. He could have bought in the store. Now typically, whenever you're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed, why are you allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed? I'm hungry. Go buy it. Go to Gourmet Glad. Why do we allow you to cook it? Go buy it. But here, where it's doing a malacha, Shmuel held that since it's not a davar avod, he should have bought it. Inami adam chashiv shani. Or Shmuel held that since Rav was an important person, therefore he has to be above any suspicions, and he shouldn't have done it, even though he was technically allowed to. Vaiter. Rabbi Huda Nasiya, Rabbi Huda the prince, nafak bechumrasa dimadusha. He went out with a ring made of madosh wood. Rashi says it's a ring made out of metal with a signet of almog wood. V'ishti mayo, he also drank water, da'achim kfeila arama, that was heated by a Armenian cook. So he did two questionable things. He went out with a ring of madosh wood, which might be muksa, because it's not an ornament. It's functional, but you can't use it on Shabbos. So it's muksa. So if it's muksa, why is he moving it around? And the other thing is, he ate what seemed to be bishalakam, water heated by a guy. Shama Rav Ami, Ikbid Rav Ami heard, he got upset. Rav Yosef now wants to analyze, why did Rav Ami get upset? My time, Ikbid, why did Rav Ami get upset? Imisham chumrasa de medusha, if it's because of the signet ring with the piece of wood on it. Hatanya, we learned in a braisa, hashirin, brooches, what are brooches? Anybody know?
And they're like usually a pin.
They keep your socks up?
On lapel.
Oh, yeah?
It's a pin. Yeah,
it's a nushka in French.
It has to be for the brooches in the modern sense. It's usually a pin that's placed on the lapel. That is jewelry.
Okay. Hanezamim, a nose ring. Vahatabois, or a regular ring. Harei hein kechol hakelim hanitam b'chatzar. These are like all articles that can be moved in a chatzar. And they're not muksa. So what's this problem with, why would Rav Ami be upset that Rabbi Huda Nasiya went out with this ring? A ring could be moved. Elamai, he drank the hot water heated up by a goy. This is a very important halacha. Imisham de ishti maya de achim kveila arma. If it's because he drank the hot water heated up by a goy. Ha amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak amarav. Kol shenechal kamoy shehu chai. Anything that can be eaten raw, ein boy misham bishulei nachem, is not considered bishul akum. So a goy could put water in your urn because you could drink the water cold. But the goy can't cook anything else in your house. In fact, you can't have a goy in your house unattended to having rights to use the kitchen. If you do so, you need to ask a serious question whether you could continue to eat in your house. If you have a gentile in your house that has use to your kitchen, unsupervised, and is not afraid of you, then call up, don't ask me because you're not going to be happy with my answer. Ask any other rabbi, please, whether you can continue eating in your house. Because a guy who has rights to cook in your house and has no fear of you, the house is no longer considered viable. But you didn't hear it from me. I would never say such a thing. But you could ask any other rabbi, they'll tell you that. Okay. But not water. They could fill up your urn. They could fill up your urn. Why could they fill up your urn? Because it could be eaten
on
Tuesday. Bishalakam. Bishalakam. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says,
would this include like fruits, vegetables, things of that?
Yeah. Possibly. Let's say yes for now. Okay? Because it could be eaten raw. Now there's a shot. What if it's much better? Or if it's not so good, if it's raw. Let's say typically an apple could be eaten raw. Fine. So, Adam Chashev Shani. The answer is neither of these things were really problematic, but he was an important person, so he had to be above reproach, and he shouldn't have done it. So Rav Ami was upset. Amar Rav Chananel. Rav Chananel said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Koitzetz Adam Dekel B'moyed. A person's allowed to chop down a palm tree on Chol HaMoed, afal pi she'eino yitzarach, even if he doesn't need it, ela l'nesar shelo, for the sawdust. Let's say you need sawdust. Now that's a lot of work to get a little sawdust, but Rav Chananel Amar Rav said you could chop down a date tree, a palm tree, on Chol HaMoed, even if you only need the sawdust. So Abaye didn't like this. Abaye was very unhappy with this. Abaye cursed anyone who follows this ruling. Abaye put a curse on anyone who follows this ruling because it's too much of a tircha to get a little bit of sawdust. Rav Ashi havalei iba b'shelnaya. Rav Ashi had a forest in Shelnaya. Azal lemikse b'chol demayit. He went to chop down chol demayit. He needed some sawdust. Amalei Rav Shila mishelnaya Rav Ashi. Rav Shila from Shelnaya said to Rav Ashi, "My datach. What do you hold? The kamar of Chananel Amrav koitzitz adam dekel b'mayit afa pishen otzachal and asar shalai. What do you hold, Rav Ashi? Do you hold like Rav Chananel Amrav that you could chop down a date tree even though you only need the sawdust? Do you hold that way and that's why you're chopping down these trees? Halayit al Abaye, but Abaye put a curse on anyone who follows that ruling. So very nice, you hold that way, but you want to start up with Abaye's curse? Amrale loy shmiali. So Rav Ashi said, I never heard what Abaye said. Meaning, koloimar loy sfirli. I don't hold that way. Meaning, if you tell Rabbi something, he says, "Nah, I never heard that." He means I don't agree with it. I don't agree. I'm not bothered by Abaye's curse. So Rav Ashi continued to chop away. Ishtamet narga, the axe slipped by lemipsike leshakye, and it almost severed his thigh. Shavke, whereupon Rav Ashi stopped chopping. Good move, right? Rav Ashi, even though he disagreed with Abaye, but he stopped chopping. V'hadar as, and he came home. So, you know, he took that pretty seriously. Rav Yehuda, Shara Lameakar Kisna, Rav Yehuda allowed one to uproot flax, Ulamikdal Kishusa, or to cut hops, Ulamekar Shumshmi, or to uproot, usually it's translated as sesame. Not sure if that's what it is over here. But basically, he allowed you to uproot these various things because you have a need for it on Chol HaMoed. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, Amar Le Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam Kisna. I understand why you would need flax. Chazi lechafifa kishusa. It's needed to cut, to cover. Chazi lechafifa. It's needed to cover things. Sometimes if you have figs or dates that are drying, you need to cover it. Kishusa, you need hops. Chazi lechichra, to make beer. Everybody knows that. The hops really add a good flavor to the beer. Elo shumshmi l'may chazi. What do you do with these shumshmi? Says the Gemara, chazi l'nazie de isu. It's fit for the withered seeds inside of it. You can make oil with it. The withered seeds inside are viable. Rav Yanai havaluhu hahu pardisa. Rav Yanai had an orchard, that its time came on Chol HaMoed, meaning the fruits were ripe, and now's the time to pick them. If you don't pick them now, they could go bad. Katfe, he picked them. Lashana, the next year, everybody saw Rav Yanai picked his orchard on Chol HaMoed. He went apple picking, so they said, oh, he could pick his orchard, so we're going to take our kids apple picking. But who says you ought to do that? Well, let's not say that. Apple picking is machlekes apoiskim. They all picked their fruits on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yanai did it, they'll do it. They didn't know Rav Yanai did it because that's when his fruits were ripened. If he didn't do it then, it would have been a davar avad. So the whole world waited with their orchard on Chol HaMoed. Afgarei Rav Yanai lepardisei hahu shasa. So basically Rav Yanai felt remorse that everybody learned from his behavior, so he was mafker his orchard the following year because out of tshuva for the repercussions of what he did. Okay, let's finish up the page. Machnes adam peiros mimnei haganavim. Person allowed to gather in his fruits because of robbers on Chol HaMoed. So it's not technically a malacha, but it's a tercha. You're allowed to bring it in to avoid ganavim. V'shoy l'pishtan min hamishra. You're allowed to lift up the linen that's soaking in the redding Because if you let it soak too long, it's going to get ruined. So that it doesn't get lost. You're allowed to do these things as long as you don't intentionally schedule it for then. As long as it happened to be then, and now you need to bring it in, it's okay. The kula and all of these things, if you intentionally try to do it on chalamayit, yoyvedu. You can't be nene from them. Some say it means if you pick it, you can't be nene from it. And some say it means if you intentionally schedule it, you're not allowed to pick it. Tana, we learned in a brayso about shiachnisa mitzinot tach beisai. When we say allowed to bring the fruits into your house because of ganavim, you have to do it privately. Now we're going to see this, that you have to do it privately. Is it that if you can't do it privately, you can't bring it in, or is only preferable? So we're going to see it's just preferable. Rav Yosef havalei kashuri. Rav Yosef had beams that were sitting outside, and they could have been stolen by ganavim. Ailinu b'imam, he brought them in the daylight. So they asked him, why would you bring in the daylight? You should bring it in Betzina. Amarle Abayi Vatanyu Vachyachnisim Betzina. Abayi said that, didn't we learn that a qualification of the Mishnah, you have to bring it in privately? Betzaych Beisai. Amarle. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, it's Sina Dahani Yamamahu. Privately for these items is day. To bring in beams privately is the day. Because if you bring it in at night, you're going to have to bring flashlights and torches and cameras. And it's going to be a whole episode if you have to gather it in during the nighttime. So private for beams is the day. The private to do it privately for these is the day. Kivin de balayla bo gavri yisera. At night you need extra people because they can't see where they're going. Obay meduchri denur. You need torches. And it's going to look like achnasa sefer Torah if you do it at night. So av shamilsa, it's going to be a big commotion. And therefore, when you can't do it privately, so you could do it during the day. Okay, Rabbi Say? See you, Meretz Hashem, next month.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.